We're learning Masechtas Horios. We're in the third paragraph up to Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah tells us that Ha'ish Kodem L'Isha La'achios L'Hashiv Aveda, that when a person has two lives to save, the question is which life should be saved. In the event that you have a man and a woman whose life is on the line, so the Mishnah tells us that Ha'ish Kodem L'Isha, that the man comes first. Also, when it comes to L'Hashiv Aveda, that if you have two objects in which are lost, and one belongs to a man, one to a woman, also it goes to the man first. And of course, on the surface, you can say, "Well, I wonder who wrote this." But the Rambam explains the reason behind this. He says, "Fisha ish." When it comes to a man, chayev b'chol mitzvos, we have an obligation to do all mitzvos. V'isha inu chayevus mitzvos asei shazman grama. Positive mitzvos, which are bound by time, they do not have to do. And therefore, men have more in which they need to perfect for themselves in this world. Women have already are closer to perfection. And therefore, it's not as necessary. It's the only way, basically the way to read the Rambam. And therefore, in order to be able to explain this Mishnah, that's the reason why one would have to save the life of a man before that of a woman. However, when it comes to other things, women come first. Namely, luxus, when it comes to garments. In other words, if a woman and a man are both lacking clothing and they're impoverished, so because a woman's embarrassment is greater, so therefore you have to make sure to provide for the woman first. Tosas Yom Tov says furthermore that it's also when it comes to mizonos. When it comes to sustenance in general, providing tzedakah, charity, when you can only give to a man or to a woman, of course you can give both, and you can, you should. In that situation, we give to the woman first. And not only that, the Mishnah also says, L'hoitziyam abeis hashevi. In the event that you have a man and a woman that are both in captivity, that they're being held as captives, and in that situation we're concerned that when it comes to women, in addition to the obvious problem that they're locked up and they're not free, a woman could also be violated. And therefore, because of that, we will try our best to free the woman first, and in any way we can do that, they come first. However, the Mishnah concludes, "Bizman shishtein oindin l'kalkola, ha'ish kodem l'isha." In the event in which there's the possibility of the being physically violated is equally as probable by the man to the man who's in captivity as to the woman. In that situation, ish kol isha, we want to free the man first because of the additional embarrassment of the man being violated in such a fashion.